我们大家一同打开创世纪第四十六章。
Genesis 46。
创世纪第四十六章。
Genesis chapter 46。
我们轮流来读。
Let us read it responsively。
以色列带着一切所有的，起身来到别斯巴，就献祭给他父亲以撒的上帝。夜间，上帝的异象中对以色列说：“雅各，雅各。”他说：“我在这里。”上帝说：“我是上帝，就是你父亲的上帝。你下埃及去，不要害怕，因为我必使你在那里成为大族。我要你和同去埃及去，也必定带你上来，又是必给你送终。”雅各就从别斯巴起行，以色列的儿子们使他父亲雅各和他的妻子儿女都坐在法老为雅各送来的车上，他们又带着迦南地所得的牲畜货财来到埃及。雅各和他的一切的子孙都一同来了。雅各把他的儿子、孙子、女儿、孙女并他的子子孙孙一同带到埃及。来到埃及的以色列人名字记在下面：雅各和他的儿孙。雅各的长子是利便，利便的儿子是哈诺、法鲁、西斯伦、加米，西面的儿子是耶姆利、雅敏、阿夏、雅金、索谢，还有迦南女子所生的扫罗。利未的儿子是哥顺、哥夏、米利拉等等。好，我们现在这一段就不读了，我们读第三十节。那与雅各同到埃及的，除了他的儿父之外，凡从他所生的共有六十六个人。还有约瑟在埃及所生的两个儿子。雅各家到埃及的共有七十个人。二十八节到最后，我们大家一同来读。雅各打发犹大先去见约瑟，请派人引路往歌山去。于是他们来到歌山去，约瑟在往车往歌山去迎接他父亲以色列，即至见了面，就伏在父亲的颈项上哭了许久。以色列对约瑟说：“我记得见你的面，知道你还在，就是死我也甘心。”约瑟对他的弟兄和他父的全家说：“我要上去告诉法老，对他说：我的弟兄和我父的全家从前在迦南地，现在都到我这里来。他们本是牧羊的人，以养牲畜为业，他们把羊群牛群和一切所有的都带来。等法老召你们的时候，问你们说：你们以何事为业？你们要说：你的仆人从幼年直到如今都以养牲畜为业，连我们的祖宗也都以此为业。这样你们可以住在歌山地，因为凡牧羊的都被埃及人所厌恶。”我们读经到这个地方，这段的圣经给我们看见雅各一家就搬到埃及去了。
This passage tells us how Jacob and his family went to Egypt.
埃及根本不是上帝应许之地。
Egypt was not promised land.
上帝吩咐亚伯拉罕离开米索多伯大米的时候，
When God commanded Abraham to leave Mesopotamia,
清楚说你要离开你的本地、本族、父家，往我所应许赐给你的地方去。
Clearly he was commanded to leave his land, his nation, his father's place to a promised land.
神的命令是很急迫的。
And the command of God is anxious and urgent.
神的话是很确定的。
And his word were precise.
离开你的本地，
to leave the land that you are in.
离开你的本族，
to leave your people.
离开你父亲的家，
to leave the house of your father. Leave.
亚伯兰就这样顺从。
And Abraham was obedient.
你问亚伯兰你离开什么地方，他知道。
If you ask Abraham which place had he left,
你问亚伯兰是谁叫你出去，他也知道。
He would know that, and he would know who asked him to leave.
你问亚伯兰你要离开你父亲吗？他说是。
You ask him, do you leave your father? He said yes.
神的呼召这样明确。
The calling of God was so clear.
所以神的子民的顺从也这样坚决。
And so he was very obedient to the calling.
不但亚伯兰离开他父家,
Not only did Abraham left his own family.
事实证明是他父亲跟他一同离开父家。
The fact is that his father followed him.
这就成了基督徒侍奉中一个很大的特点。
This is a very special mark of a ministry of Christians.
就是我们不可以以世界的人情妥协。
And that is, we are not to compromise with the relationship of the world.
绝对顺从天父的旨意。
We want to be completely obedient to the will of the Father.
亚伯兰离开的时候,
when Abraham left,
他的父亲跟他一同离开,
his father left with him.
今天我们只能把我们的父亲带到神的旨意跟呼召里面。
Today we can only bring our Father to the will of God.
我们不能把上帝的旨意、上帝的呼召妥协在父亲的面前。
But we cannot compromise the will of God before our Father.
后来到新约的时候，耶稣就这样讲。
In the New Testament, Jesus Christ proclaimed,
你们若爱你们的父母、你们的妻子、丈夫、你们的兄弟，而你跪爱我。
If you love your parents, your wife, your siblings, your children more than you love me, you are not worthy to be my disciple.
亚伯兰说，你离开什么地方，谁呼召你，你清楚吗？
If you ask Abraham, are you clear as to who called you to leave which place?
亚伯兰说，我清清楚楚，谁呼召我，我离开什么地方？
Abraham will say, I'm very clear as to who called me and to which place I have left.
那你问亚伯兰说，你蒙召出去要到什么地方，你可以告诉我吗？ 亚伯兰说， 我不知道，因为神没有告诉我清楚这些事情。
But if you were to ask Abraham to which place you will go, he said, I would not know because God did not reveal it to me.
所以每一个跟随主的人都清楚知道他离开他原来犯罪的地区。
So every follower of God knows that he has left his place of sin.
每一个人都知道他蒙召分别为圣，在神神圣的引导中间过未知前途。 如何的生活?
Everyone would know that God has called us apart to be holy, but we do not know the future.
但是每一个侍奉主的人，神都没有告诉他结果，他要怎样。
But everyone that serves the Lord will not tell him what is the end result.
这个也成为信心的原则。
This is also the principle of faith.
信心是向神的应许发出不知未来如何的投靠。
And faith is where you trust in the unknown future because of the promise of God.
信心绝对不是已经知道投资得到多大果效才肯顺从。
Faith is not a result of obedience because you know the return to your investment.
那么上帝把这个亚伯兰带到迦南美地区。
When God brought Abraham to Canaan, the promised land,
很清楚，这个迦南美地就是应许之地。
Clearly, Canaan was the promised land.
亚伯兰在那里过了一生。
And Abraham lived his life there.
以撒在那里过了一生。
Isaac lived his life there.
雅各也在那里过了半生。
And Jacob lived half his life there.
上帝对雅各说，你去到埃及去。
And now God commands Jacob to leave to go to Egypt.
我必与你同去。
I will be with you.
那么这不是应许的地方啊。
This was not the promised land.
以色列人曾经在埃及430年，是为什么？
And so why were the Israelites in Egypt for 430 years? Their ancestors left Mesopotamia.
离开乌尔,
they left Ur.
离开哈兰,
they left Haran.
这是神的呼召，所以他们离开的。
Because God called them.
那神要把迦南美地应许给他们。
And God promised Canaan to them.
为什么他们一定到了迦南美地，上帝又对雅各说，你到 埃及地区,
and why would God then ask Jacob to go to Egypt and that he will be with him?
埃及到底是什么地方?
What sort of place was Egypt?
为什么需要这段插曲?
Why would there be such an interference? Why would the Israelites be asked to go to
Egypt?
And before they went,
雅各是心里很不舒服的,
and Jacob was not comfortable.
所以圣经说雅各就到上帝面前去问他。
And so the Bible says Jacob went to seek God.
他到他的父亲以撒的上帝面前。
He went to the God of his father Isaac.
他向他献祭。
And offered sacrifices.
他要讨上帝的喜悦。
So that God would be pleased with
那天晚上,
him.
那天晚上上帝对以色列说,
and that evening God spoke to Israel.
雅各雅各。
Jacob Jacob.
这句话很特别。
And this sentence is special.
这里不是说上帝对雅各说以色列以色列。
The Bible didn't say God spoke to Jacob and said, Israel, Israel.
这里是说上帝对以色列说, 雅各, 雅各.
And, but God spoke to Israel and called him Jacob, Jacob.
这里面有什么不同的地方呢?
What would be the difference then?
神已经应许给他新的名字叫做以色列。
God has already promised him a new name, Israel.
神自己对他说, 从今以后你不要再叫做雅各。
God himself said, from now onwards, you are no longer Jacob.
你要叫以色列,
you are to be known as Israel.
这位把以色列这么伟大的名字给他的上帝, 对以色列说, 雅各, 雅各。
Why would this God then call him Jacob, Jacob?
这不是很令人寻味的事情吗?
This is a curious thing.
这就是跟新约的彼得完全一模一样。
This is parallel with the New Testament Peter.
主耶稣对彼得说,
Jesus Christ said to Peter,
你不要这名叫基法,
your name is no longer Caiaphas.
我要给你新的名字,
I will give you a new name.
什么名字啊?
What is this name?
你就是彼得,
you are now called Peter.
我给你新的彼得名字,
a new name, Peter.
你不再是西门,
you are no longer Simon.
你新的名字叫了彼得,
your new name will be Peter.
但我问你,
but I ask you this. After Jesus granted him this new name,
耶稣叫他叫什么?
When Jesus would call him, what word would he use?
耶稣叫他叫彼得吗?
Did Jesus call him Peter?
耶稣叫他叫西门吗?
Or Simon?
到底为什么给他新的名字以后又叫他旧的名字呢?
Why would Jesus use his old name after giving him a new one?
我自己把答案给你了。
Let me give you the answer.
耶稣把彼得的新名字给了西门以后,
after Jesus granted Simon a new name, Peter,
除了一次以外,
other than one occasion,
从来没有叫他叫做彼得。
Jesus never addressed him as Peter.
总是叫他西门。
Have always referred him to as Simon.
耶稣叫他彼得的那一次,
and that one occasion when he was called Peter,
不是自己对他说的,
was not from himself.
是透过对别人讲的时候提到他的时候故意把他的新名字念出来一次。
When Jesus was talking about him, then he referred him to as Peter.
耶稣复活的时候,
during the resurrection,
耶稣对看见他的人说,
towards those who have witnessed him,
你们去告诉门徒,
Jesus said, go tell the disciples,
彼得,
and Peter.
那一次是耶稣在给彼得新名字以后唯一的一次叫他彼得。
That was the only time Jesus addressed Simon as Peter.
那么当耶稣自己见到彼得的时候,
when Jesus saw Peter himself,
耶稣还是不叫他彼得,
still he did not address him as Peter.
叫他西门。
Only Simon, Simon.
耶稣最后一次见他的时候,
the last time Jesus saw Simon, Peter,
就是当他们得了很多的鱼,
after they had caught many fishes,
耶稣就把彼得带到他面前,
and Jesus summoned Peter,
对他说, Simon, Barjona, 你爱我吗?
And he asked him, Simon Barnabas, do you love me?
Simon, 你爱我吗?
Do you love me, Simon?
Simon, 你爱我吗?
Simon, do you love me?
耶稣不再叫他叫彼得。
Jesus did not address him as Peter.
耶稣升天的时候,
and after the ascension,
没有叫他叫彼得,
there was no mention of him as Peter.
耶稣升天以后,
after the ascension,
当在哥尼流家里的那一次,
in the house of Cornelius,
才有改变,
then there were some changes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
为什么?
Why?
因为许多时候, 我们的地位已经是新的,
very often we already have a new status,
但我们灵性的状况还是旧的。
But spiritually, we still belong to the old.
按照我们属灵的经验来说, 我们应当是吃干粮的。
Based on our spiritual experiences, we should have solid food.
按照我们身体疾病的状况, 我们还是吃奶的。
But based on our physical situation, we are still drinking milk.
按照我们蒙召的地位来说, 我们是圣徒。
Based on the status of having been called, we are saints.
按照我们灵性的进度来说, 我们一点不像圣徒, 我们还是很糊涂。
But based on our own spirituality, we are not like a saint at all.
上帝在比努伊勒对雅各说,
and God said to Jacob at Peniel,
你以人以神相较量, 你就得胜了。
You have victory when you are fighting, wrestling with
如今我把一个新的名字给你,
God. And now I give you a new name.
你从今就不再叫为雅各。
From now onwards, you are